A big health concern among millions of people around the world is GMO. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that first, what it is, and how to locate non-GMO food. So what are GMOs? Well, the term genetically engineered or genetic modification of food involves the laboratory process of artificially inserting genes from organisms such as bacteria, viruses, or animals, and inserting them into each other, often unrelated, species into the DNA of food crops or animals. The result is a genetically modified organism, or GMO. So why should you be concerned about GMOs? Genetic engineering creates new organisms that do not occur in nature, producing new and unpredictable health and environmental risks. Preliminary evidence on health risks can be found at this link I have on the PDF, if you click on that. Many people don't want to eat GMOs, but the United States does not require labeling for this. Below, I'll provide some tips to help you find and avoid GMO foods and ingredients. Now, how can you find GMO-free or non-GMO foods? There are three ways to find this. Number one, choose organic products. The use of genetically engineered organisms is prohibited under the USDA organic standards. Organic foods are grown without the use of synthetic chemicals or irradiation. The best way to avoid GMOs is to purchase 100% certified organic products. Number two, look for non-GMO project verified seal. The Non-GMO Project is North America's only independent verification for non-GMO products. Products that have passed the Non-GMO Project's independent verification process are issued a seal of approval. The Non-GMO Verified Seal assures consumers that these products have been produced according to the consensus-based best practices for GMO. To receive the label, a product has to be certified as containing ingredients with less than 1% genetic modification. Some products may be non-GMO, but have not gone through the non-GMO project process. And lastly, number three, avoid at-risk ingredients. Approximately 93% of soy, 88% of field corn, 94% cotton, and over 90% of canola seed and sugar beets planted in the U.S. are genetically engineered. Some of the most common genetically engineered are corn, corn flour, corn meal, corn oil, starch, cornstarch meaning gluten, and syrup. Sweeteners such as fructose, dextrose, and glucose. Modified food starch. Soy, soy flour, lecithin, protein isolate, isoflavones. Then there's vegetable oil and vegetable protein. Canola oil, which is also called rapeseed oil. This is probably about 90 to 95% GMO. Cotton seed oil. Just a little note here that this is why I choose olive oil. If I use any type of oil, I use olive oil because it's not GMO. Then there's sugar and anything not listed as 100% cane sugar.